It's another new fiscal reality for Massachusetts. With state revenues on the decline, the Patrick administration is retooling the state budget and working to reduce spending. To look at some of the fiscal challenges facing the state and for some ways to get the state on a more stable financial footing, we turn this morning to a conversation with the president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, Michael Widmer. Good morning, Michael, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Morning, Bob. Nice to join you.
As I understand it, the figures show state revenues running more than $250 million behind projections so far this fiscal year. What's happening?
Well, the national data shows that our recovery, the U.S. recovery from this Great Recession, is roughly half the rate or even less the recovery of previous recessions. And the most recent data shows that Massachusetts is now not leading or ahead of the nation, but actually trailing the nation in terms of job growth. We've added only about 25,000 jobs here in Massachusetts in the last year since January. That's anemic growth for any so-called economic recovery. And that translates into the shortfalls in income taxes and sales taxes, which are the key problems that the state fiscal leaders are facing.
What's different? Because I ask because the state had been rebounding from this sluggish economy faster than the rest of the nation, apparently until now.
Well, I think Europe is certainly a key part of that answer. We do more exporting to Europe than most states, and obviously we know that Europe is in deep trouble. And I think that's the number one factor.
So how do we fix this? The Patrick administration is suggesting, as we said, retooling the budget, cutting spending. Is that the fix? Will that alone work?
Well, in the end, there really are only three sources here of fixes. One is cutting spending, another is raising revenues, and the third is depending on one-time money. We have a fairly strong stabilization or rainy day fund, better than most states, about $1.5 billion. So that can help cushion this fiscal year, fiscal 2013, but the governor next month or in January will be presenting budget for the next fiscal year, and we're going to need some of those rainy day funds for that budget.
What about raising taxes? Do you see that as politically viable up on Beacon Hill now? We know that House Speaker Robert DeLeo has been opposed to raising taxes in the past, but what about now? And I ask, especially in light of this proposed plan to possibly add a new payroll tax on people making more than $100,000 a year, money that would be targeted for use mostly by the MBTA and public transit.
The administration, through Secretary Davey, has been highlighting the transportation funding shortfall for the last year. So I think the focus is more likely to be on transportation funding than funding for the operating budget, which means a very, very difficult fiscal 2014 for local aid, higher education, and all the programs that the state funds.
So bottom line, Michael Widmer, we're going to be struggling through this for a while yet.
We certainly are, and it will only end, and we come out of the woods here, if we see a much more dynamic economic recovery, and both nationally and here. And our economists across the nation really do not forecast that anytime soon.
Michael Widmer, president of the Fiscal Watchdog Group, the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, thank you for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob, as always.